You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
So the youth justice age was raised earlier this week to 18, meaning that all people aged 17 and under who commit minor crimes will go through the youth justice court. Although judges can still express discretion when deciding whether a crime is serious enough to send offenders to an adult court. BFM reporter John Michael Swanix spoke to Justice Minister Amy Adams and started off by asking why it's being lowered for low-risk offenders.
We know the youth court is our best chance of holding those people to account, but doing so in a way that decreases their risk of going on to commit more and more crime. And the fundamental job of the justice system is to try and reduce the number of victims and reduce the amount of crime that occurs. And if dealing with lower risk offenders in the youth court has been proven to lower that risk of them going on to a lifetime of crime, then we want to ensure that opportunity is taken whenever we can do so consistent with public safety. And as another reason, I think it's worth pointing out that New Zealand really had become a little bit of an outlier, and that almost all of the other countries we compare ourselves to already treat 17-year-olds as part of the youth system. And I think our announcements today put us in a much better position where we have properly balanced stopping reoffending, ensuring public safety, and making sure offenders will continue to be properly held to account.
There are some who would say that this lets those offenders off lightly. What would you say to that?
I think people who have that view don't understand how the youth court actually works, the range of sentences that are involved in it. Actually, in a number of ways, the youth court can be a more powerful sentence, certainly a more effective one and a more intensive one. There's a number of ways in which the youth court can be tougher in some respects. So, for example, if you spend time on remand as a young person, that doesn't get taken off your sentence. In the adult court, your time on remand gets counted against your sentence. In the youth court, you can be sentenced to a period of custodial placement in a youth court facility, and even when you come out from that, you can be subject to a year of ongoing monitoring, supervision, and alcohol and drug treatment, and all sorts of quite intensive follow-up programs, much more so than you get in the adult system. And importantly, if the youth court can't order the length of jail sentence that the crime justifies, then they are and will continue to be transferred to the adult court. So it's the best way we have of dealing with what's causing the offending and stopping them offending again. And can I also just point out too that actually for young Māori, and we know that there's far too many young Māori in our system, it's an even better approach, because within the youth court system we have this great innovation called the rangatahi courts, where young Māori offenders are dealt with in a way that is much more in keeping with their culture. And we've seen significantly better improvements over and above even the youth court system for those young Māori who go through the rangatahi court. So we do think that this will have, you know, a 15% benefit across the board, but for young Māori, an even greater benefit in stopping them, as I say, going on to a lifetime of crime.
How many people is this likely to affect?
So there's about 4,800 cases each year of 17-year-olds. Now, not all of those obviously go through the courts, but we think the vast majority of those, so about 4,600 or 700, will now be dealt with through the youth court system. And as I said, a very small number who are the serious violent offenders will, of course, continue to be dealt with in the adult system, as I think is quite appropriate. But for the vast majority of 17-year-olds, those 4,500 who are currently in the adult system, this will give them the best chance to turn their life around while still making sure that they are held to account for their behaviour.
All right, I better just ask, are you going to be standing for the National Party leadership at all?
Look, I've said it's not my intention to stand for the leadership, but I haven't made any decisions beyond that.
That was Justice Minister Amy Adams speaking about the youth justice age being raised to 18. My producer Pearl also spoke to Katie Bruce from the justice advocacy group Just Speak about the issue.
Yeah, so raising the age to 18 has been a really long time coming, and it's fantastic news and a really good step forward. It basically, what it means is that when you're 17 now, we don't write you off. We say, okay, actually we think that with a bit of support and the right support at the same time as being held to account, you know, there's a better option than assigning you to a life of crime, which is essentially what we do in our adult system. So it's great news for thousands of 17-year-olds. Once we finally put it in place, they're saying it's going to take 2 or 3 years to implement, which is a real shame because this is something that actually wouldn't take that long to sort out. But it's a great step.
Right. And, I mean, the age being raised to 18 means that 18-year-olds will still go through the adult the adult courts. Is there, you know, is there anything in the works maybe to even raise it even higher, do you think, or...?
Yeah, I mean, to some extent, it's a great step forward, but it's also a missed opportunity not to raise it higher. you know, raising it to include 17-year-olds was the very least we needed to do, literally just to comply with our, you know, international conventions that we sign up to and what everyone else around the world is doing. But if we really want to make a difference for young people and for our communities, we would be brave and we would raise it higher. We had a petition with Action Station where we have over 3,700 people have signed a petition to say we should raise it to 21. You know, there is public support. People can see that our adult system is actually detrimental to young people being able to lead, you know, thriving lives in the future.
Yeah, definitely. And so will more serious crimes still be dealt with in the adult court? If so, is there sort of room again to change this as well, or...?
So right now, if you're in the youth system, judges already have discretion to put you up to the adult system if it's a really serious thing that you've done.
Mm.
But what the government have done this time is that they have decided to take away some of the judges' discretion just for 17-year-olds in the new law, so that some offences will automatically go up into the adult system. And I think that's a real shame that it's the government, you know, not quite brave enough to say all 17-year-olds, when actually judges already have discretion to move serious offences up into the adult system anyway.
Yeah, definitely. And I think, I guess just lastly, is this change going to be extended to the Rangatahi courts and the Pacifica courts?
Yeah, so this change will be for all 17-year-olds when it comes in, unless they've committed a serious offence. So for all types, you know, all types of court, Rangatahi courts, Pacific courts, and we hope to see those things extended because they seem to be, doing a better option at least.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.